Hello, and welcome to a searchdatamanagement.com podcast. I'm Craig Stedman, the site editor of searchdatamanagement.com, and I'll be speaking today with Gwen Thomas of the Data Governance Institute about how to make data governance programs work within an organization. First, a brief introduction of our speaker. Gwen is the president and founder of the Data Governance Institute, which offers consulting and training services in the areas of data governance and data stewardship, as well as a variety of information resources on those topics. Gwen has personally helped companies such as American Express, Sallie Mae, Wachovia Bank, and Disney to build or mature their data governance and stewardship programs. She also is a frequent presenter at industry events, a regular contributor to IT and business publications, and the author of the book Alpha Males and Data Disasters, The Case for Data Governance. Welcome to the virtual podcast studio, Gwen.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, well, let's get to the questions. To start with, can you give us an overview of current data governance trends and what they mean for organizations that are implementing or planning governance initiatives?
Yes. You know, early data governance programs tended to be tied to compliance. They came out of Sarbanes-Oxley or privacy issues, and so they were very rule-based, command and control types of approaches to governance, where everybody knew who was in charge. You knew what the rules were. The challenges were about getting them, whoever them was, to obey the rules. Or those early programs were tied to warehouses or other single repositories where the goal of data governance was to ensure that bad data didn't make it into the systems. Today, however, there are many different flavors of data governance. You still have those two flavors, but it's much more common to see data governance delivering value in other ways, enabling integration between systems so that companies can have new capabilities, managing the risk in mergers and acquisitions, really focusing on data quality, understanding the risk that bad data gives to a system as a whole and therefore to the organization. So really the trends are around focusing on data quality, on standardizing or harmonizing master data. And the focus, instead of being on just the command and control approach, is more like taking a village. It's understanding everything that it's going to take to harmonize your information, make it fit for use to meet your business goals. It's really about operationalizing data governance now, about finding your goal and achieving your goal.
Well, how well understood is data governance? Do most of the IT and business professionals you work with get it, or is it still an elusive concept in a lot of organizations?
Good question. You know, sometimes we talk with people who just understand intuitively the concepts of governance. But more often, we talk to business users who think they don't understand it. They think it's confusing because, quite frankly, they're trying to make it too hard. They assume that because there are many moving parts to data governance, that it is a complex area. And, it doesn't really have to be. A lot of times they're confused because they don't know how to tease data management out of technology management, much less teasing governance out of management. So when we talk to executives or middle managers who express that level of concern or confusion, we find that very often they can get on board by just understanding a few simple concepts. Here's a great metaphor. Data is to technology as water in a plumbing system is to the pipes and the pumps and the filters. Two entirely different things. And they say, oh, yeah, that's right, because the data is flowing through our system. Exactly. So if you are concerned that perhaps your water is poisoned, what kind of a plumber would you call? Oh, you don't call a plumber. You call a chemist. Exactly. And so there are different skill sets. There are different concerns, although they're all commingled, just like the water in your pipes and pumps are commingled. Oh, okay, so what kind of concerns do we have? Well, just like with water, you're worried about leaks, you're worried about contamination, you're worried about crossed pipes, you're worried about stuff getting in it. All right, we have a very finite set of concerns about the data that is flowing through your organization. For each of those concerns, there are a small number of things you do to manage it. And some of them are routine management, but some of them involve decisions, arbitrary decisions that could be made by someone who doesn't have the perspective to understand. So governance is about bringing the right perspective to decisions, ensuring the right decision rights are in place, assigning the right accountabilities, making sure that decisions are made based on the rules that matter to the business, and then turning those rules into controls. So it's a very finite set of concepts that are implemented over and over and over through your plumbing system, and you need some sort of a group to harmonize all of that. You know, Craig, I've just lost track of how many guys said, really? It's that simple? I said, yeah, it can be. So why haven't we been doing it before? Because you've embedded it. You've handed this over to the plumbers. And testing the water is not a job for the plumbers. Oh, okay. So let's get started.
Let's say I want to get approval and, of course, funding for a data governance program. What kind of advice would you give me on how to sell corporate executives and business managers on the need for data governance and its potential benefits? And I guess I'm talking, in this case, I'm one of the plumbers probably, maybe an IT manager or the IT executive who sees the need for a data governance program.
Well, that's a good point, because about half of the programs that we've seen do come out of IT. They come out of, say, your data architecture group, or very often the CIO himself or herself will say it's time for this to happen. About half of the programs that we've seen, and we talk to about 200 organizations a year, about half of them come from the business side, however, where it's perhaps a CFO who's saying, I'm sick and tired of my reports not being right, or why is the report coming out of the warehouse not meeting the report that is coming out of my financial analyst pulling it from elsewhere. So first and foremost, you need to understand what is driving your program. Because I have to tell you, I have never met an executive who woke up and said, let's fund data governance. No. You fund what data governance achieves. So you first decide, what flavor of a program do you have? What kind of a business problem are you going to solve? And make sure that you can be very, very clear in expressing your value proposition. What is the business goal? What's the gap? What's keeping us from reaching that goal? What information is needed to close that gap? What's the problem with getting the information? And now how will governance help address that? If you can show that chain, then you can show why data governance will help solve your business problems. And be sure to show also why the current state is not likely to solve those business problems. You know, another thing that's important is to be very clear about the size of problems that you're solving. I like to talk about the boulders and pebbles, or big rocks and pebbles. Picture a big boulder just blocking the road. You can't get where you're going without it. Sometimes data governance programs are implemented to help move that boulder, to organize the effect, the organize and coordinate the efforts to do that. A great example of this is in, say, mergers and acquisitions. You need to combine two different systems. They are very much different. If you cannot combine those systems, you cannot realize the efficiencies that you've used to promise, the promise behind your merger. So it's going to take a horde of people to combine their efforts to move that boulder. But, you know, other times data governance programs are more like building a wall. One rock at a time, you're slathering cement on it, putting it together. So you're addressing a lot of detail-level data issues that need to be standardized. Otherwise, you're just going to end up with a pile of rocks instead of a well-built wall. And still other programs, their approach to data governance is understanding those little pebbles in the shoes of your executives. What is a specific problem that is keeping you from getting what you need? These flavors of data governance programs are offering concierge service to leaders to help remove those problems that are keeping them from getting the information that they need. Now, obviously, you're going to fail if some of your sponsors, some of your participants think that you're working together to move a big boulder, and others think that your program exists to remove those irritating pebbles. That, depends on whose shoes it in, it can really impact the company. So if you are looking to get approval and get funding, it is critically important to understand what kinds of business problems you're solving, who you're solving them for, what level of effort's going to be involved, and what they're going to get out of it.
Well, I think I can guess probably how you're going to answer this next question based on some of your previous answers, but how much involvement in or maybe control of data governance initiatives should business units and business users have?
Well, again, yeah, it depends on whether you're doing a big boulders or a little pebbles or building a wall approach to data governance. I know some programs that are almost entirely run by IT, and that's as it should be, because they are focusing on the issues that are attached to routine data flow. They know what the problems are. They know what the solutions are. It's about slathering on that concrete and putting the bricks together. But if you are addressing other problems that have a high involvement of budget or resources from business, or are going to affect business processes, or are going to require compromises and prioritization, then it's critically important to get business involvement. I'm not saying they have to own the program. I'm not saying that the program has to be located in their side of the org chart. And I'm not saying that you can't use IT resources to package up problems and get them ready for business to prioritize or make decisions on. But for those, yes, business involvement is critical.
And what about a data governance council? Do you need to set one of those up to make a governance program work?
Well, again, it depends upon what type of program you're doing. I've seen some very successful governance programs work for a couple of years with either no council or one that meets infrequently. Now, you can already guess, those are the kinds of programs that are addressing routine issues, where they're addressing the same issue over and over again. And so they have some sort of a decision-making body, but it's maybe not real high level. An example I can think of is a program that was focused primarily on access control, access management. Once they knew what the work was, they could routinely apply governance. Another example was very closely tied to data quality. Again, they knew what needed to be done. They knew the decision criteria. It was a matter of applying it. Third program I can think of was really focusing on data reconciliation. They knew where the problems were. They knew decision criteria for addressing them. They knew how to prioritize. They didn't really need a council. Now, that being said, those are the minority of programs. Generally, you're putting a data governance program in place because either you have a big boulder or a lot of big boulders, and you have to pick which ones, or you have to decide where the resources are coming for them. You have to decide on the business compromises, or you're putting data governance together because you aren't at that stage of maturity where you know exactly what the problems are and the decision criteria for addressing them and the decision rights for making those decisions. And maybe your rules, your policy standards, guidelines aren't very mature yet. In these cases, you're going to want to have a council to help prioritize and align issues. Now, a big mistake, however, is to come to a council meeting with a blank sheet of paper and say, what do you think we should do, folks? That's probably not going to be successful. It's more important to have a solid working team that can analyze issues, package them up, make recommendations, do the heavy lifting before you bring issues to a data governance council or other authority group.
Okay, and finally, how about some more tips, because we've already offered some tips, but how about some more tips on how to manage data governance efforts and common roadblocks and challenges to look out for?
Well, you know, probably 80% of data governance work is communication. It's all about stakeholder care. If you're doing your job well, it may become invisible to your stakeholders, and that's never good for ongoing support. Or if you're not doing your job well, the pains may be so obvious to your stakeholders that they're focusing on the information problems they have and not on what you're solving. So the number one success criteria is to be able to clearly articulate who your stakeholders are, and then to provide stakeholder care. Make sure that you are communicating to them your achievements, the problems, the approaches that you're taking, the impact that this has on the organization. Make sure that you're providing access to information that they wouldn't necessarily have. You know, a good part of governance is just bringing transparency to what is happening along your processes, along your data flows, within your system. What is happening to the data that could make it unavailable to stakeholders or unfit for use, and what's being done to manage that? Just understanding this is a huge value. Another thing that happens in stakeholder care is record keeping. Filling in the gaps of your systems or documentation or your project management to capture when decisions are made, where information is, and making that available. And then finally, education and support for your stakeholders. If you were to put together a data governance program that was 50% education and support, you'd be doing a great thing. Now, it's hard to get funding for that, so you have to really focus on the end results. But if you educate your stakeholders about what is happening to their data as it flows through their systems and processes, and if you support them in their efforts to mitigate risk to protect the needs of stakeholders to achieve business value, then your governance program is going to have a softer, gentler approach and better results.
And with that, we're out of time. Gwen, thanks for calling in and sharing your insight with us today.
Oh, thank you, Craig. This is exciting stuff. You know, since we've been doing this, we've gone from data governance being a rare occurrence to, what is it, 90% of companies now have some sort of a program underway. So its value is really understood, and it's been a privilege over these years to be a part of helping so many hundreds of organizations become more mature.
All right. Well, great. Thanks again. And as always, thanks to our listeners for joining us. You can learn more about the Data Governance Institute at www.datagovernance.com. Be sure to further explore searchdatamanagement.com to find more podcasts, as well as news and trend stories, case studies, videos, and best practices tips on data management, data warehousing, databases, and enterprise content management. And for similar content about business intelligence, data analytics, corporate performance management, and data visualization, go to our sister site, searchbusinessanalytics.com. Until the next time, this is Craig Stedman signing off.